I want to welcome to the morning program Christine Vandevelde. She is one of the authors of a book called College Admission. And the subtitle is From Application to Acceptance, literally a step-by-step guide. And this is a massive book. It really is. Christine, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I want to ask you some questions that I know some parents probably have about this admission procedure. Let's talk a little bit, first of all, about what you have in the book and what admissions officers at colleges, what they really want.
Okay. Well, it's the book itself is a 400-plus page guide to applying to college. And I wrote it because when my own daughter applied to college, I went looking for an authoritative, comprehensive guide written by an expert. And there really wasn't anything out there. There were lots of thin edge of the wedge books about essays and test taking, but nothing comprehensive. In the process of doing this research, I ran into the former dean of admission at Stanford, my co-author, and I complained. And she said, well, I'm leaving Stanford. Would you like to write a book? So I got to write the book that I wish I had had when my daughter applied to college.
I wish I'd had something like this when I was applying to college. So let's go back a little bit now, and let's spend some time just talking about some of the aspects of applying for a college. When should parents and students begin to think about applying to a college?
Well, you're going to find in the subject of college admission, a lot of times the answer is it depends. And so for most students, the process of applying to college will begin in earnest in their junior year. Prior to that time, parents and students should be aware that they want to make sure that the classwork that the student is signed up for is college preparatory. In other words, they're going to have everything they need to graduate, but also to apply to the colleges. And but really, there's very little that they should be doing or thinking about other than school and their classes and their extracurricular activities prior to the junior year.
Because you have a section in the book called The Myths About Extracurricular Activities. How important are they, and how important is consistency in the extracurricular activity you're involved in?
Well, first of all, there is absolutely no resume of extracurricular activities that will guarantee admission into college. When admission deans are asked to list the elements that go into making a decision about a student application, the extracurricular activities are fourth and fifth probably on the list. And so, you know, what their colleges are looking for in terms of what they want from students is they want to see that a student is involved in something outside the classroom, and they want to see that a student can be other-focused. In other words, that they have some leadership and participation, but not everybody can be a leader. And they're really Catholic in the way that they look at extracurricular activities. Uh-huh. If you, for instance, are a student who needs to work to save money for college, that is considered an extracurricular activity and highly valued. Or if you have an all-consuming hobby, whether it might be, you know, Russian novels, and you read every Russian novel and you take Russian on the weekends, that is considered an extracurricular activity. It's not just sports and school clubs, which are also, you know, important to colleges as well. But I would say that, you know, colleges, the highly selective colleges, want to see some leadership in your extracurricular activity.
All right, that's an important point to bring out to the folks that are listening, particularly parents and students. Leadership is an important aspect of what you do. Christine, what about consistency in the activity? In other words, I guess my question really centers around the fact that a lot of students will join a whole bunch of activities in their junior and senior year and really don't get involved with them, other than the fact that this appears in the yearbook as all kinds of activities that they've been involved with. Colleges are really not interested in that, are they? They're interested in consistency, am I correct?
Yes, and that doesn't mean that you have to be an expert or, you know, you have to have picked one activity in freshman year and, you know, done only that activity for all 4 years. What they want to see is kind of in freshman and sophomore year, students get involved in various things that in order to figure out whether or not they have an interest in it. And then as you approach junior and senior year, they're going to want to see some progression in the activity. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're now the first chair in the orchestra. Maybe you're now a columnist for the newspaper, that kind of thing. So there are many different things you can do, but you're right, they are going to look, want to look and see. You kind of figure out what it is that most interests you. And they're looking at that for two reasons. They're trying to understand who you are. They're also trying to see what you might do if you are a student on their campus.
I was talking to a guidance counselor at the school in which I taught, and he said colleges are looking for students that fit their needs. Is that true? And how does that fit into what a student now is doing in terms of selection for of a college?
Right. One of the things we say in the book is, students, it's not all about you. The college application process feels very personal to students, but the decision about who is admitted to a college is really not personal. It's about what is known as institutional priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the priorities of the colleges that are admitting you. And so, you know, on one level, everybody understands this as, oh, they're looking for a quarterback or a tuba player. But in fact, that process is much deeper than that. You know, for instance, like one admission dean said to me, the faculty owns admissions. And what that means is that the political science department is looking for students who will give professors a run for their money in a classroom discussion. And the biology department is looking for at least some students who are genuinely interested in studying biology and not using it as a stepping stone to medical school. So, you know, the school's priorities are very deep, and they are the priorities that can often make the decision in terms of the what the admission office is doing.
Now, I know we have folks who are listening and saying, okay, that's all well and good. How do we find out what a college is looking for so that we can better apply?
Well, that's a little more difficult, but you can do a couple of things. You can look at the public statements that the school makes about itself. For instance, you can look, Stanford for the last few years has been very clear that they're interested in international students. You can look at a liberal arts school and see whether or not they're building a new department for engineering. You know, that tells you where they're thinking,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
what their priority is.
Right.
You can also ask them when you're visiting the school, ask them what the future is for the school, what they think the school's priorities are. You're not going to get them to be so specific. Colleges don't want to be completely transparent about their priorities, because then students will present themselves as something that they are not.
Yeah, and you mentioned the fact you don't have to fake it to make it, and that's kind
right.
of what you're driving at, I would think. I just want to remind our listening audience, we're talking to Christine Van de Velde. She has, along with Robin Mamlet, written a book called College Admission. This is a wonderful book for those of you that, you know, I recommend parents and students start thinking about this as freshmen, and maybe getting this book as a freshman, so you can really get some insight into the kinds of things you should do during your high school that will enable you to better be a college applicant. Financial aid, Christine, let's end on that just a little bit. Should everyone apply for financial aid?
Almost everyone should apply for financial aid. I can tell you that the single largest mistake families make in the college application process is failing to apply for financial aid. Families think that they're not eligible for aid, but they may be eligible and not know it. And honestly, often they can get more aid than they think. So families make assumptions about this process, and also your eligibility will change from year to year.
Sure.
So even if you're not, if you don't aren't eligible 1 year, you won't want to apply again.
Yeah. Christine, we're out of time, unfortunately. I want to recommend this book to all of our parents in our listening area that have young folks that are getting ready to go to college or are maybe entering high school. The book is College Admission, and it's a book entitled From Application to Acceptance, Step by Step. Christine, how can we get a copy of your book?
You can find it on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble and hopefully at your independent bookstore. And I'd also like to mention, if you don't mind, we have a very active website with a lot of great information at collegeadmissionbook.com.
Good. I'm glad you said that, because that was going to be my next question. Do you have a website? So the website is collegebook.com, right?
Collegeadmissionbook.com.
Collegeadmissionbook.com. We'll give it again. Collegeadmissionbook.com. And you can check out College Admission, From Application to Acceptance, Step by Step, and other information on the website as well, right?
Yes.
Christine, thanks so much for being my guest. It was a pleasure talking to you, and best wishes, and thank you for your efforts. There are many, many folks in this country that are going to be so happy that you and Robin took time to write this book. It's a book that really needed writing, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.